فيك شيخنا الفاضل، الله يبارك فيك، عساك بخير.
سلمك الله، الله يحفظك ويبارك فيك.
هيا تفضل يا شيخنا، الله يبارك فيك.
طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن سار على نهجه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
وأعتذر أولا لتأخري عن الموعد المحدد نظرا لظروف خارجة عن إرادتي، والعفو من شيم الكرام. أقول أيها الأحبة، إن الله تبارك وتعالى قد أمر عباده بتوحيده وطاعته، وذلك لاستحقاقه سبحانه للعبادة وحده دون من سواه، فهو الخالق المالك المدبر، فهو الخالق المالك المدبر ذو الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى والأفعال الجميلة، الذي أزمة الأمور بيديه ومصير عباده إليه. نعم.
أول بلوب شيخ حفظه تعالى، شيخ مسعد الحسيني حفظه الله وبارك الله فيه وجزاه خيرا. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the taslim upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and companions, he says, he gave us the salam. He says, first of all, I do apologize for being late as related to the appointment I given you, and this is due to some circumstances that he has nothing to do with. There was a traffic jam. And then the Sheikh, he says, and to forgive the brother, this is from the characteristics of the noble persons. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his servants to worship him alone by Islamic monotheism, to obey him, because he deserves, he alone deserves to be worshipped alone without anyone else, since he is the creator, the one who have the dominion over all things, and he is the one who govern the universe. To him belong the beautiful names and lofty attributes and the beautiful actions. The affairs of in his hand. All of the affairs are in his hands, and his servants, they will return to him. تفضل الشيخ بارك الله فيك.
ثم إن عاقبة صدق التعبد لله عائدة على العبد بالخير والسعادة في الدنيا والآخرة، إذ ينشرح صدره وتصلح أموره وتسمو همته ويعظم أمله، إذ يتجاوز حدود الحياة الدنيا ويكون متبصرا في حاله وفيما بين يديه، يعرف غايته ويحدد وجهته ويتميز عما سواه من المخلوقات.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala, he says, if a person is truthful, he being truthful while worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequences and the result will benefit that person. That person will have achieved a lot of good and happiness and a joy and stability and peace of mind in this life and in the hereafter. If a person worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is truthful in doing that, that will expand his chest. Person will be happy. His affairs will be in order. He will be determined to achieve all that which is good. His hopes, he hopes only for that which is better. Why? Because when a person worshiping Allah in truth, this person doesn't just look to this dunya, but his vision go beyond this life, and he wants that which with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in truth, person we will walk on the path that is lightened, there is light in it. A person through this deen of Allah and adhering to it will know his purpose in this life. He will know exactly what he hidden to, and therefore he will be distinguished from the rest of the creation. Naam ya Shaykh, Hassan Allahu ilayk.
يتحقق له بالتوحيد الحرية الحقيقية التي تسمو بالمرء، فلا يكون مأسورا بقيود العادات والتقاليد والتبعيات المسيطرة الجائرة المصادرة للعقول والآراء، بل يكون حرا من كل ذلك، متعبدا لربه فقط الذي يريد به اليسر ويريد به الرحمة ويريد له الخير ويسلك به سبيل السعادة الحقيقية في العاجل والآجل، ويكون متابعا لأعظم البشر نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Then the Shaykh Hafidahullah Ta'ala, he says, when a person hold on firm to the Tawheed, practice the Tawheed in his life, that will guarantee for a person the real freedom. The Tawheed will raise a person in a lofty place, so he doesn't be a prisoner to and enchained in the chains of customs and traditions and following desires and of the people. Rather, his intellect and his opinions will be in accordance with that which is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who established the Tawheed in his life, he be free from blindly following all of these things we mentioned, customs of the people and their traditions. Rather, he will be a servant of Allah alone, a servant of the one who wants ease for him. He will be a servant only of the one who wants mercy for him, bestow mercy upon him, the one who wants good for him, the one who put him on a path of the real happiness in this life and in the next one. And if the servant hold firm to the Islamic monotheism, by doing this, he's following the greatest of all mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam ya Shaykh.
وَإِنَّمَا تَتَحَقَّقُ السَّعَادَةُ لِلْعَبْدِ وَتَتِمُّ بِالِاسْتِقَامَةِ عَلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ والثبات عليه وعدم التحول عنه، وبذلك أمر الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما جاء في جملة من الآيات والأحاديث. فمن الآيات قوله تعالى: فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. فأمره أن يستقيم كما أمره الله هو وأتباعه المؤمنون، وألا يتجاوزوا الحدود، فإن الله ذو بصر يبصر أعمالهم. ومن الآيات أيضا قوله فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروه، ومنها أمر الله عباده أن يسألوه الهداية إلى الصراط المستقيم في كل صلاة بقولهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. كذلك أيضا ثناؤه سبحانه على المستقيمين بقوله إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وحثه أيضا على لزوم الطريق المستقيم في قوله وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون، أي هذا طريقي المستقيم الموصل إلى رضوان والجنة الذي لا عوج فيه فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا الطرق المتفرقة يمينا وشمالا فتحرفكم وتصرفكم وتضلكم. تلك وصية الله للمتقين الذين يتقون مخالفته ويتقون عذابه وعقوبته. نعم.
Dear our beloved Shaykh Hawa Ta'ala, he says, joy and happiness, to be happy and joyful, will be achieved for a servant if he is upright upon the deen of Allah. If he or she upright upon the religion of Allah and being firm upon it, and not to be on any path other than the path that is upright, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be steadfast upon the deen of Allah and to be upright, this is what Allah has commanded us with. And this is what His Messenger has commanded us with. As it occurs in numbers of ayats and numbers of narrations of the Prophet ﷺ. As from the verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the Prophet ﷺ, therefore, be upright as you were commanded, you and those who turn themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping none but Allah, and do not transgress the limits set by Allah, for indeed Allah knows and sees what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be upright as he was commanded by Allah. Him and who and his followers amongst the believers, and they should not transgress the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-basir, He sees their actions. Another ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be upright by holding to that which Allah commanded you to do and staying from the prohibitions and seek forgiveness from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded His servants also to ask Him guidance to the path that is straight, that is upright. In every prayer, when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, O Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path that is straight. Likewise, from these ayats, you find in the ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His servants who are upon istiqamah, those who are righteous and upright. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and they were upright upon that belief. There is no fear upon them, nor they grieve. Likewise, in other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incites us and order us to hold on steadfast to the path that is straight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is my path that is straight. All of you should follow it. And do not follow the many other paths, for certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah. This is what Allah has enjoined upon you if you really have taqwa. The Shaykh says, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is my way. The straight path, no ambiguity, no crookedness in it. It is clear and it is straight. That leads to the pleasure of Allah. It leads to the Jannah. This is a path that is no crookedness in it. So all of you should follow this straight path. And do not follow the other paths, the crooked paths, to the right, to the left. Because these paths, they will turn you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the wasiyah. This is what Allah has enjoined upon the muttaqeen. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not oppose His commands. Those who fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His torment. Naam ya Shaykh, ahsan Allahu ilayk.
Wa ilayk. Wa min al ahadith al amirati bil istiqamah wal hasati alayha qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam istaqimu wa lan tuhsu. Fa amara bil istiqamah وقال لن تحصوا يعني ما حرصكم فإنكم لن تستطيعوا أن تستقيموا الاستقامة كلها فالإنسان عوضة للتقصير والنقص والخطأ ثم قال واعلموا أن خير أعمالكم الصلاة فهذا مما يعين على الاستقامة كذلك أيضا ما جاء عن سفيان ابن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم فأمره أن يعتقد الإيمان وينطق به ويستقيم على ذلك نعم.
Then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala, he says, as from the narrations of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he commanded us to be firm, upright and steadfast upon the deen of Allah, is his statement when he says, be upright, but you will not achieve the reality. You will not be perfect in doing this. The Shaykh, he says here in this hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded us to be upright in everything we do from actions of worship. But then he reminds us that even though you may be so diligent and trying your best to be upright, you will never be able to be perfect and to fulfill the reality of istiqamah. Why? He says, because the person is deficient. We're subject to making mistakes and we fall short sometimes. That's why the Prophet ﷺ says, and you should know that the best of your deeds is the prayer, is a salat. The Shaykh says this is an indication that from the main things that help us to be upright is the salat. Also, he mentioned the hadith of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu, who came and asked the Prophet ﷺ, he says, O Messenger of Allah, tell me in Islam a statement that I don't have to ask anyone after you. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, say, I believe in Allah, and be upright upon that. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, the Prophet ﷺ commanded this companion to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the correct iman, to speak it with his tongue, and to be upright upon that. Naam ya Shaykh.
ولعل سائلا يسأل بما تكون الاستقامة والجواب أن الاستقامة تكون بالقلب واللسان والجوارح لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه ولا يستقيم قلبه حتى يستقيم لسانه. وفي الحديث الآخر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان، تكف وتمنعه، تقول: اتق الله فينا، فإنما نحن بك، فإذا استقمت استقمنا، وإذا اعوججت اعوججنا. فاستقامة القلب بعمارته بالإيمان بالله والخوف منه ومحبته وحسن رجائه وحسن التوكل عليه ونحو ذلك من الأعمال القلبية. واستقامة اللسان بحفظه وصيانته عن كل أمر يسخط الله، وشغله بكل نافع ومفيد وبكل قول سديد من ذكر الله تبارك وتعالى وتلاوة آياته والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. وأما الجوارح فاستقامتها بفعل الطاعات وترك المحرمات. وأعظم الاستقامة الاستقامة على التوحيد ظاهرا وباطنا، ومن مقتضياتها الاستقامة على فعل الشرائع، فعل الشرائع، والحذر من مخالفتها بالمعاصي والآثام. نعم.
Then our beloved Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he says, now after this, a person may ask this question: how are we going to achieve istiqamah? What should we do to be upright? He says the answer to this very important question, that a person should be upright in his heart, tongue, and limbs. Because of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person's faith and belief cannot be upright unless his heart is upright. And his heart cannot be upright until his tongue is upright. Once again, that the person's faith cannot be upright, correct, sound, unless his heart is sound and upright. And the heart of a person cannot be upright and sound unless if the tongue of that person is sound. Then in the other hadith, the Shaykh says, every morning when the son of Adam wake up every morning, all the limbs, they reprimand the tongue to be upright. And they say to him, fear Allah, as related to us, because we just follow you. If you are upright, we will be upright. But if you are crooked, we will follow you in their crookedness. Now the Shaykh gave how, what are the things we should do that make the heart upright and sound? He says, as for the istiqama of the qalb, of the heart, is true, you got to fill up your hearts with iman of Allah, belief in Allah, having fear of Allah, love of Allah, that you hope, you have hope in Allah, you have the best tawakkul on Allah, and the like of the actions of the hearts. As for how our tongue will be upright, by protecting, preserving, and guarding our tongues from anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, keeping your tongue busy with everything that is beneficial for you, bring you good, such as remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting His verses, commanding good and forbidding evil and the like from the good actions and statements. As for the istiqama of the limbs, is by acting upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining and staying away from disobedience. Now the Shaykh says, now keep in mind that the greatest form of istiqama is when a person is upright upon the Tawheed, the Islamic monotheism, inwardly and outwardly. And if a person is upright upon Tawheed, that will be easy for that person to be upright upon all that which Allah has legislated by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away everything that opposes this, such as falling into sins and actions of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am ya Shaykh, ahsan Allah ilayk.
وإليك ولعل سائلا يسأل أيضا ما بواعث الاستقامة ما الذي يبعث عليها ويعين عليها فأقول إن بواعث الاستقامة عديدة منها أولا العلم بالله وبدينه وبسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن عرف الله وجلاله والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحسن خصاله والدين وكماله حرص على الاستقامة على صدق التوحيد وصدق المتابعة والتمسك بالدين ليكمل ويسعد. ثانيا العلم بأن الجنة حفت بالمكاره والنار حفت بالشهوات والعمل بمقتضى هذا العلم لئلا تصرفه الشهوات لئلا تصرفه الشهوات أو لئلا تحمله الشهوات على ترك الاستقامة ودخول النار أو تحمله أو تمنعه المكاره من دخول الجنة. ثالثا المجاهدة في العمل بمعنى الاجتهاد فيه لقول النبي صلى الله لقول الله تبارك وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا أي اجتهدوا في طاعتنا وما يقرب منا لنهدينهم أي نوفقنهم ونسددهم نهدينهم سبلنا نرشدهم ونسددهم. وفي الحديث قال سددوا وقاربوا واستعينوا بالغدوة والروح وشيء من الدلجة يعني أصيبوا الهدف أو كونوا قريبا منه واستعينوا بأول النهار وآخره بالعمل في طرفي النهار فيما يقرب إلى الله وشيء من الدلجة أي التعبد لله عز وجل في الليل. نعم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala says, and perhaps another person may ask this question, what are the things that will help us to be upright? We want to be upright. We know the importance of istiqamah. We want to be upright upon this deen of Allah. But what are the things that help us? This is a very important question. He says the things and the means that help us to be upright upon the deen of Allah are many. From them, number one, having knowledge of Allah, and having knowledge of his religion, and having knowledge of the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that is because he who knows Allah and as he should know him, and he know the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his excellent morals and character, and he knows the perfection of this deen of Islam, that person will be eager to be upright by applying the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person will be truthful upon the Tawheed of Allah, the Islamic monotheism, and will be truthful when he follows the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and holding therefore to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person does this, he will achieve the istiqamah and he will be happy in his life and in the next. Number two, from the means that help us to be upright, knowing that the Jannah is surrounded by makari, the things that the people dislike to do, while the hellfire is surrounded by shahawat, desires, the thing that the people wants to do. And you should act upon this knowledge, because knowledge mandates actions. Why you should act upon the knowledge? Because if you don't do that, the desires will keep a person away from doing righteous deeds. Because the shahawat prevent a person from doing good deeds and therefore prevent a person from being upright, and he will end up in the hellfire. Why a person should act upon the knowledge they know, so that the things they dislike doesn't prevent them from getting into the Jannah. He wants to do righteous action, but it's hard. But with knowledge, he's like, I gotta still do it. Number three, which is connected to this one, is al-mujahada fil amal. The Shaykh meaning that you have not to try, but you have to try harder. You got to try harder to be upright. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, those who strive hard to be upon our way, upon the deen, they give it their best. They try hard. Allah says, we will give them tawfiq and success. We help them and assist them. The Shaykh, he says, so therefore, if he wants this success from Allah, if he wants help from Allah and assistance to be upon the deen, we have to strive harder. We have to strive harder. And also from this, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Saddidu wa qaribu. Aim. And let your intention and your purpose is to hit the target. And if you miss it after this, then try to be closer to it. And seek help by doing actions of worship in the morning, in the evening, and in the parts of the night. Meaning the Shaykh, he says, you want to be upright, your life has to be upon obedience to Allah. You worship Allah in the morning, and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evening. And also, you have to have some time at night, you get up and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi.
ومن بواعث الاستقامة دعاء الله عز وجل أن يعينك الله على سلوك الصراط المستقيم والثبات عليه. ولهذا أعظم دعاء علمنا إياه دعاء الفاتحة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلم أصحابه أن يقول اللهم اهدني وسددني، أي ارزقني السداد والإصابة. وكان من دعائه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، ويا مثبت القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. وكان يستعيذ بالله عز وجل من الانتكاسة بعد معرفة الحق، فيقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الحول بعد الكون، يعني من الرجوع بعد الاستقامة. خامسا، كثرة الاستغفار والتوبة، فإن الصوارف كثيرة والكمال لله والعصمة برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وكل الناس خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. ولهذا ولهذا قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروا. فجمع بين الاستغفار والاستقامة، لأنه مهما حرص الإنسان على الاستقامة لابد أن يحصل له شيء من التقصير الذي يحتاج إلى استغفار. سادسا، معرفة أن الاستقامة طريق النجاح، والفوز من الخسران في الدنيا والآخرة. فإن من عرف قيمة شيء حرص عليه. والله تبارك وتعالى يقول إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة أن لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا إلى آخر الآية. سابعا، الحذر من الوساوس ومن اتباع طرق الشيطان وأدعياء الضلالة أعوان الشيطان الذين يصرفون عن الصراط المستقيم مهما زينوا وزخرفوا وأقسموا، كما أقسم إبليس أنه ناصح. فالعبرة بحقيقة الأمر لا بالادعاء، ومعرفة حقيقته بوزنه في الكتاب والسنة على ضوء فهم السلف الصالح. نعم.
You know, beloved Shaykh Hafidh Ta'ala, this is number four from the things that help us to be upright upon the deen of Allah, is turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and invoking Him, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to assist us and aid us to be on the path that is straight and to be firm upon it, not just to make it to it, but to ask Allah also to be firm upon that path. And so therefore the greatest of the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us and legislated for us is the dua that is in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path that is straight. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to teach his companions to say, Allahumma ihdini wa saddidni. O Allah, guide me to the right path and keep me firm upon it. Likewise, from the many supplications of the Prophet ﷺ in this regard, that he used to say, O the one who turns the hearts, turn our hearts upon your obedience. O the one who turns the hearts, or the one who gives firmness to the hearts, keep my hearts and our hearts firm upon your religion. He says the Prophet ﷺ used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from making back steps from istiqamah after knowing the truth. He used to say, O Allah, I seek refuge with you to go back doing that which is not right after knowing what is right. Number five, from the means that help us to be upon istiqama, we should constantly ask in Allah for forgiveness and constantly repenting and returning, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience. The Shaykh, he says, indeed, the things that are going to come in your way and try to bump you off the path are many. The obstacles that you will find in front of your path are many. No one is perfect by Allah, but Allah. No one is infallible except the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for the people, they all wrong themselves and make mistakes. But the best of all those who wrong themselves, those who repent afterwards. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be upright and seek forgiveness from Him. He says in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coupled between seeking forgiveness and being upright. Why he says? Because it is a must. Doesn't matter how a person diligent may be in trying to be upright, still you're going to be short. You feel short. That's when asking forgiveness comes to play, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you your shortcomings. Number six, from the means that help us to be upright, you should always know that the only way to safety and to success, and therefore being saved from being amongst the losers in this life and the hereafter, is istiqamah, is to be upright upon the deen of Allah. The Shaykh says, as a human we know, those amongst us, whenever we know the value of something, we hold on to it. If we know the value, how valuable something is, we hold on firm to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, indeed those who say our Lord is Allah, and they were firm upon that, the angels descend upon them at times of death, will come and say to them, fear not nor grieve, to the end of the ayah, the Shaykh says. Number seven, we should be aware of the wasawis, the whispers of the shaitan. And we should be aware of following the path of the shaitan and the callers to dalal and misguidance. Those who call to misguidance, they are the helpers of the shaitan. They are the one who turn the people away from the path of Allah, regardless how eloquent they may be and how powerful and beautiful their presentation may be. Even if they swear by Allah that what they are upon is the truth, Iblis has already sworn before that he is sincere to the people. To Adam, to our father and Adam, إِنِّي لَكُمَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ, I am only a very sincere person to you. The Shaykh says, we look at the things, if they are real, true, bring him back to the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in accordance to the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah, not just by claim. Anybody can claim they are upon the haqq. But who really and surely upon the haqq? Those who whatever they say agrees with the Qur'an and the sunnah upon the understanding of As-Salaf al-Salih. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. الاستقامة دوائرها وجود القرين الصالح الذي يقارن الإنسان ويكون معه في غالب أوقات فله أثر, والصاحب ساحب أي مؤثر في صاحبه كما يقال. وفي الحديث المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. فإما يعين على الاستقامة
نعم الشيخ. Then the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says number 8, we translate this and then we see what happened. The Shaykh, he says that you gotta be around the righteous people. Any person that you spend the most time around has to be righteous. He says, as they say, as-sahib sahib. Naam. Naam, Shaykhna.
ومما يعين على الاستقامة وجود القرين الصالح المستقيم. تاسعا, الأسرة الملتزمة الواعية المربية لأفرادها التربية الإسلامية الصالحة. عاشرا, مما يعين على الاستقامة قيام الدعاء بواجبهم في توعية الناس من خلال المساجد والمراكز والجمعيات الإسلامية الموافقة لهدي السلف الصالح في الدعوة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. نعم.
So the Sheikh of Ta'ala, he says, because the friend pull whoever his friend to what he's upon. And we have a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, a person is on the religion of his closest friends. So you should be careful who you're taking as friends. Number 9, from the things that help us to be upright is the family. If the family is upright, all of them upright upon the deen of Allah, therefore, whoever lives in that family, in that household, is cultivated, nurtured upon the proper Islamic education that will benefit them. Number 10, also, the people, the du'at, the callers to Allah, they, it is from that which is incumbent upon them to teach the people, to raise their awareness of this very important matter. From the masajid, from the centers, and from those associations that agreed with that which the Salaf al-Salih they were upon in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam ya Shaykh.
وَأَمَّا ثَمَرَاتُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ فَكَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا أَوَّلًا امْتِثَالُ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ وعواقب ذلك الامتثال رحمته ومغفرته ودخول جنته. ثانيا من الثمرات أن الاستقامة تورث للعبد المراقبة لله تبارك وتعالى، وذلك مما يعين على تقوى الله، وعاقبة تقوى الله الخير في الدنيا والآخرة. ثالثا من ثمرات الاستقامة الرزق الحسن، قال الله تبارك وتعالى وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدقا، أي لو استقاموا على طريقة الحق لأسقيناهم ماء وأمطرنا عليهم المطر مباركا غيثا مغيثا، فإذا جاء الماء المبارك جاء الخير. رابعا الأمن من الخوف، فهو من ثمرات الاستقامة لقول الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا، وفيه أمن من الخوف مما بين يديهم والحزن على ما خلفه. نعم.
The Sheikh of Ta'ala says now, he's bringing, what is the fruits of istiqamah? What do we gain by being upright upon the deen of Allah? He says the fruits are many. From them, number one, by being upright, you are submitting to the commands of Allah. And if you submit to the commands of Allah and act upon His commands, you will earn His mercy and His forgiveness, and you will enter al-Jannah. Number two, from the fruits of istiqamah, that those who are upright, they are the ones who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the all-watcher over them. And if you know this, this will help you to be upon taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do what is pleasing to Allah, and to stay away from that which is not pleasing to Him. And this actually will give you all good in this life and the hereafter. Number three, likewise, those who are upon istiqamah, one of the fruits, they will get the pure provisions from Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if they were upright upon that which we would have commanded them, we will provide them with water, fresh water. The Shaykh meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down rain, beneficial rain, then bring a lot of good to them, but the condition if they are upright upon His way and His path. Number four, also from the fruits of istiqamah, that those who are upright upon the deen of Allah, they are secure from fear. Allah gave them security and peace Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and they are upright upon that, the angels descend upon them at the times of death, saying to them, fear not, nor grieve. They give them security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not fear as related to what they are coming to. And they should not grieve as related to things they left behind them. نعم الشيخ صلى الله عليه.
ومن ثمرات الاستقامة أيضا تولي الله سبحانه وتعالى لعباده المستقيم. تولي الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده المستقيم. فيتولاهم الله ويحفظهم ويهيئ لهم من ملائكته من يحفظونهم. قال تعالى مصدر عن قول الملائكة للمستقيمين نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. فيكون مستقيم من أولياء الله الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. كذلك أيضا ثالثا التمكين في الأرض. فمن استقام على دين الله وطاعته مكن الله تبارك وتعالى له في الأرض، أي جعل له مكانا مكينا ومنزلة وقدرة وأسبغ عليه من فضله، كما قال تعالى وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم. سابعا من ثمرات الاستقامة ما هو من عاجل بشرى المؤمن، وهو حسن الثناء عليه وأن يجعل الله عز وجل له القبول واحترام الناس وتقديرهم. وهو لم يفعل ذلك، لكنه سعى لرضوان ربه فرضي الله عنه وأرضى عنه الناس. ثامنا من ثمرات الاستقامة انتشار الإسلام، فإن الناس إذا رأوا المستقيم في أقواله وأعماله لا بد أن يتساءلوا عما يحمله على هذه الاستقامة، فيعلمون أن ذلك نابع من دينه فيكون سببا في دخوله للإسلام، ويكون داعيا إلى الله تبارك وتعالى بأفعاله وإن لم يدعو بأقواله. وهذا من أعظم ثمرات الاستقامة، ويكون له حينئذ أجر من أسلم بسبب استقامته، فإن من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه. وهذا الحديث قاله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأن رجل تصدق فتبعه الناس دون أن يقول لهم تصدقوا فكان له مثل أجرهم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه تعالى He says, number five from the fruits of istiqamah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects and take good care of His servant who are upright upon His commands. Allah protect them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint from the angels who protect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran, as the angels say to the pious, the righteous, servants of Allah, those who were upright, he says, we are your awliya, your protectors and helpers in this life and in the hereafter. Number six, those who are upright, one of the fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them tamkeen on earth. What does it mean? He says, those who are upright upon the deen of Allah, obedient to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them firmness in this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them high levels in this life. People will respect them. Allah gave them from His bounties, as Allah tells us. Allah has promised, those amongst you who do righteous deeds, that He will establish them on earth as He has established those before them, and He will give them firmness upon the deen that He is pleased for them. Number 7, this fruit, it is a good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believer who is upright in this life before the greatest news on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the people praise this person, think good and respect this person. The people will respect him. Whatever he say, the people, they accept it. He didn't work for this. He wasn't doing this so that the people to earn the respect. What did he do? He was looking for the pleasure of Allah by being upright upon the deen of Allah. So when Allah was pleased with him, Allah since he was upright, Allah became pleased with him and make the people be pleased with him as well. Number 8, from the fruits of being upright upon the deen, in statements and actions, that Islam will spread. Because the people who are non-Muslim, when they see that Muslim who is upright upon the deen of Allah, and he is upright upon the deen of Allah, he's the one only that which is good. So the people, they were amazed. Why this person always say that which is good? Do what is good. Where did he get all that from? So when they know that this is because of his religion of Islam, they're like, we want to be like you. And they will enter into Islam. So this person actually, he will be calling the people to Islam through his actions, even if he doesn't say one word. He says this is one of the greatest fruits of istiqamah. Why? Because that person, whenever a person becomes a Muslim because of his istiqamah, he will get the reward of anyone who became Muslim because of that person was upright. Because the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever called to a guidance, and the people they act upon it, he will get the same reward of everyone who act upon that without diminishing from their rewards. He said this, the Prophet ﷺ said it about a man who gave sadaqah. This man, he gave charity, other peoples follow him without the Prophet ﷺ commanding the people to give sadaqah. So that person who gave the sadaqah first, he will get the reward of all those who followed him on that good. He said, and this is a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we praise him for his bounties. Naam, Sheikh.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقني وإياكم والمسلمين الاستقامة على هذا الدين
آمين.
واتباع سنة سيد المرسلين
آمين.
والاستقامة على ذلك حتى نلقى ربنا وهو راض عنا إنه سميع مجيب. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا فضيلة الشيخ. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجزيكم خير الجزاء ويثيبكم خير الجزاء وأن يدخر لكم هذه الجهود المباركة الطيبة خالصة لكم في ميزان حسناتكم يوم نلقى الله سبحانه وتعالى. عليكم السلام. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he says, I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى. طيب. So the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى, he conclude by making a dua and say, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me and you all istiqama upon his religion, and to grant us the istiqama to follow the sunnah of his messenger until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is pleased with us. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and most for allowing us to have the like of this meetings with our noble mashayikh. And today we had the Shaykh al-Doktor Mus'id ibn Musa'id al-Husayni حفظه الله تعالى. All of his talks are very, very beneficial, as you have heard. والحمد لله. And as we mentioned, he teaches in the University, Islamic University of Medina, and also in the he's a member of the teaching staff in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa lahu juhudun mubaraka tayyiba fi nashri ad-da'wa ila at-tawhid wa ad-da'wa ila as-sunnah ala fahmi as-salaf as-salih. We thank the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala for his participation, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase him in knowledge, to protect him and preserve him and his family members. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to continue to benefit from him, and also from the mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah wa al-Jama'ah, whatever they may be. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who benefit from these talks, not just to listen to it and say, Alhamdulillah, it was a powerful, but never want to put it to practice. And we benefit from it. Likewise, I would like to thank all those who participate in this gathering, those who helped in making it happen. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.